show, but the pain still grows. It's no stranger to you and me.
Coming in the air tonight, it is Lori Wilson who's joining me today. Lori is a music teacher at SCC. She also has her own studio and an artist in residence. She is joining me. She is also joined me 12 years ago promoting a Hull Family Christmas concert. And she moved back to Burlington from New York City, where she studied opera and did a master's at the Manhattan School of Music. She's joining me because she has put together a program of 8 to 12-year-old kids, and they are talented, she says super talented, singers, actors, instrumentalists, and again, 8 to 12-year-olds. And the show is called Born to be a Rockstar. It's happening Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th of May, Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m., and it is, again, going to be at the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. And we've got Lori joining me. Lori, how did this all come about, and where did this inspiration come to you?
Well, Steve, we did our show last year, and it was really rather sad. We had some songs that were about COVID and how the kids were dealing with COVID. We had a small group. We had to go down to 10 from our normal 20 and be social distance and just be really careful. And it was challenging. So this year we knew that COVID was kind of, not over, but we were more educated. We're stronger. We're kind of coming to the end of the worst of it. So I decided we needed to do something fun and exciting, and it was more of a celebration. And I just happened to be listening to music, and I came across a song called Rockstar by the group Great Big World. And it kind of chronicles students that have that dream of becoming a rock star. And I thought, okay, I want to do a show around this. This year I have my kids actually, I've got 3 11-year-olds in the show, a 10-year-old, and 3 9-year-olds. So that's the actual makeup. And some of these kids have been with me for 5 years. They started in my summer camp, and they have been, every semester they've been in my musical theater after school program. So they excel at a lot of different things. They're playing lots of instruments. They're in team sports, all sorts of things that have really been inspired by the teamwork that they do in my program at the Capitol. And so I knew that I had kids that could do music and dancing. And so, you know, I just started writing this show. And I love the movie School of Rock with Jack Black in it. That's one of my, if I have a terrible day, I pop that into the DVD machine and I play it. And I love the idea of the fact that they get into this, what they call the battle of the bands. So I wrote this show about kids, and they send in a tape to the battle of the bands, and then COVID comes in and things are kind of crushed. And then suddenly we start the musical, and they find out they've made it to the finals and they can go to New York City. But their ringleader, basically their drummer, his name's Silas Lotzow. You just heard his clip. He doesn't want to go because he's nervous about COVID. So the whole show, the kids do all sorts of different things. They find ingenious ways of trying to get him to overcome his fear of COVID. You know, they let him know that they're going to all be together. And that just a lot of fun ensues with them trying to cheer him up. And, you know, it's a great fun show, and it really works. I chose different songs that match each of the kids' voices. So I was able to put in a lot of different music genres. The kids have great costume changes, and I wrote the script so that they each have lines, and It's a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Well, of course, that's Phil Collins. By the way, it was risky business. That was used as a major theme in that show, Risky Business, with Tom. Yes, you know.
Yeah, okay, yes.
And again, it was all sorts of things. And we got a lot of classics. You've got classic songs. And there is a Nickelodeon series now called School of Rock. So they've kind of taken that that theme. But you're using a lot of Elton John. I'm looking at obviously Phil Collins, classic Beatles, an inspirational Katy Perry fight song. Okay.
Yes.
Stevie Wonder's Latin ballad. You've got Survivor's Eye of the Tiger as well. All of that going on. So, okay.
Yes.
So this show, you said it runs about what, 60 minutes?
It's about an hour long. Yep.
And again, it's at the Capitol, Saturday, 7 o'clock, Saturday, May 15th at 7, Sunday, May 16th at 3 p.m., and you get your tickets at the door, just $5 for adults, and the kids are free.
Yes.
Is there capacity limits? What is the story on that for the show?
Yes, masks are required for you to enter the theater. We will be socially distancing groups. So we're looking at a capacity of right around 150 instead of the normal 350.
Okay. So you've got two chances to see it. Saturday, May 15th at 7 p.m., Sunday, May 16th at 3 p.m., and again, just $5 for adults and the kids are free. And you've got some of your family, some of your talented family professional musicians in the show as well helping out, right?
Yes, as a special treat, I asked two of my students, their fathers, Aaron Lotzow, a lot of people will know him from his Dueling Pianos, and he and his wife Jade are in a group called Bloom. Aaron is playing some of the numbers, and he actually will be singing The Eye of the Tiger. It's a kind of a fairy godmother, but father, fairy godfather moment where he sings Eye of the Tiger and inspires Silas, and Silas decides, yes, he will go with the kids to the Battle of the Bands concert. Then I also have a bass player, Brent Hartley, who is the father of one of my students, Declan Hartley. And then I have my very own awesome uncle, Stan Hull, who's playing acoustic guitar and electric guitar. And he'll be doing shredding so that the kids kind of get excited about that. And like I said, he's doing an acoustic ballad. He's doing song Home by Philip Phillips, and just a fantastic variety of music.
All right. Well, it's all going on this coming weekend. This weekend, it is Saturday, May 15th, 7 p.m., Sunday, May 16th at 3 p.m., and again, $5 for adults. Kids are free, and you can visit Summer Music at the Capitol on Facebook and find out more about what Lori is doing and what she has been doing. But don't miss Born to be a Rockstar this weekend. Sounds like it just sounds like a really fun time. All right, Lori, have a great week and weekend, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.